19 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with a high of 63, tonight 40% chance for rain with a low of 48. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 63-year-old Louisville, Kentucky resident Larry M. Vaughn was injured in a single-vehicle accident near milepost 115 on I-64 this morning in Wayne County. According to Illinois State Police, at approximately 2:16, Vaughn was eastbound on the interstate in a semi-truck tractor. He left the roadway to the right, overcorrected, and overturned, blocking both lanes of traffic. Vaughn was air-evac'd to a regional hospital with serious injuries, and eastbound lanes were shut down for roughly 6 hours for cleanup and recovery. State police say Vaughn was cited for improper lane usage. Fairfield Rural firefighters and Wayne County deputies also responded to the scene. More news next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Little Giant Grocery Outlet has what you need for holiday feasts. From pre-Thanksgiving dinners to the meal itself, get Hamburger Helper now just $1.29 a box. Extra lean ground beef, yours for $3.99 a pound. Pick up Idaho potatoes, 10-pound bags, only $4.49 each. Hershey's baking chips, all flavors just $2.59 for 10 to 12-ounce bags. And don't forget the Cool Whip, 8-ounce cartons, now just 99 cents. It's time to celebrate delicious deals at Little Giant Grocery, 7 to 7 daily.
In other news, the Fairfield Park Board met last night. Park Superintendent Chris Jenkins said the district's biggest priority right now is putting up the Festival of Lights displays, and he hopes to have it ready to go by Thanksgiving. He said they had gotten a good start thus far, and he also commended the work of Ron Bowles in converting the Santa House to a post office for this year. Board President Jay Faye said the district's finances were essentially a push compared to this time last year. It had less income because of a lack of swimming pool revenue and donations, but it also had no pool expenses. He also noted the district had received $92,000 from the golf course from spring to now, and the district had spent $87,000. He expects the course to have more payments by the end of the year to cover a $10,000 bill to stock up on chemicals for next year as well. In other action, the board approved the sale of a golf course fairway mower to Hamilton County High School at $6,000. It will put out bids for a new fairway mower, and the estimated cost is $65,000. The board approved annexation ordinances to remain coterminous with the city after its recent annexations, and it also approved a 4.9% tax levy increase. Faiz said the increase would help the workers' comp fund and public liability insurance, but he also said Fairfield would likely see a 3-5% reduction in assessed valuation to offset the levy increase. The board then approved its customary Christmas bonuses for its employees. Jenkins will receive $550, full-time employees will receive $200, and part-time employees will receive $100. The Fairfield Elks Lodge 1631 will postpone its yearly memorial service, traditionally held on the first Sunday in December. More information will be provided in the future regarding the date the postponed memorial service will be held. Governor J.B. Pritzker and House Republicans are calling on House Speaker Michael Madigan to answer questions about the ComEd bribery scandal. Four people connected to Madigan were indicted this week for their roles in the alleged scheme to curry favor with the Speaker and pass legislation to benefit the company. The governor said Madigan should answer questions publicly or step aside from his Speaker role.
If Speaker Madigan wants to continue in a position of enormous public trust with such a serious ethical cloud hanging over his head, then he has to, at the very least, be willing to stand in front of the press and the people and answer every last question to their satisfaction.
GOP members of the House committee investigating Madigan agree, including Deanne Mazzocchi.
It's time for Mike Madigan to appear before the Special Investigating Committee to offer a defense. And since he's indicated he won't come willingly, it's time for the committee to meet and vote and issue a subpoena.
Madigan has issued a statement saying he has never engaged in any inappropriate or criminal conduct. The Wayne County Health Department announced 22 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 yesterday. A link to their report can be found on our headlines page for case demographics. The department also reported the 30th COVID-related death in the county, and the state report indicated one Wayne County death was a male in his 70s. The county had 713 total cases. 127 people were in isolation, and 556 had recovered. Wayne County also reported one probable case, bringing that total to 56. 15 of the 56 were in isolation and were being actively contact traced. Hamilton County added 6 cases, a female in her 20s, 3 males in their 60s, a female in her 70s, and a male in his 80s. Hamilton County had 340 total cases. 6 people were hospitalized, 52 were isolating at home, 278 had recovered, and 4 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. The State Department of Public Health announced 14,612 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and 164 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 621,383 cases and 11,178 deaths. Jefferson County added 47 cases and sat at 1,644, and White County added 30 to reach 536. Wabash County added 12 cases and sat at 419, and Clay County added 46. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for November 12th through the 18th was 12%. The southern region had a rate of 13.4% on the 16th, up from 13.3% on the 15th. The Fairfield Rural Fire Protection District responded to a field fire in far southeastern Wayne County yesterday afternoon. Firemen were called out shortly after noon after an individual using a cutting torch on tank batteries started a fire in a ditch, and the high winds took hold and spread the fire over an area of approximately 300 acres. No injuries or damages were reported, as the fields had already been harvested. Firemen were on scene for approximately 2 hours, and they had 7 trucks and 2 side-by-sides on hand to fight the blaze. 2 farmers provided tractors and discs to help curb the spread as well. Firefighters were called to several small ditch and field fires yesterday. While Fairfield Rural was in southeastern Wayne County, the Wayne Fire Protection District provided mutual aid for a run in Fairfield's district about 3 miles north of Sims. Wayne City firemen say it was a small brush fire started by an electric fence. No damage was reported, and firemen were on scene for about 30 minutes. Fairfield Rural firefighters were dispatched to a small ditch fire that got into a field between Fairfield and Jeff at approximately 7:22 last night, and they responded to another small ditch fire north of Merriam at roughly 7:51. Firemen were on scene for about 15 minutes for each fire, and no injuries or damages were reported. Firemen remind people not to burn anything when conditions are dry and windy, as they're expected to be today. The Illinois High School Association Board of Directors met in a special virtual meeting yesterday. It issued guidance to pause all IHSA winter sports and activities by today, affirming its announcement issued earlier this week. IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson says the association supports the governor's mitigations, and it believes it's imperative for everyone in the state to do their part in following them in order to return to sport participation as soon as possible. The board will revisit the status of winter sports at an update discussion on December 2nd, and again at its normal meeting on December 14th if needed. Anderson said setting arbitrary start dates could hinder the process even more, but he believes early to mid-December will be the most reasonable time frame to review the status of sports and activities. November 16th will not be recognized as the start of the winter season, regardless of any official tryouts or practices that may have been conducted. Conditioning and weight training before or after school are paused, and all indoor open gyms are also paused. One-on-one skill work between a coach and student is permitted for winter sports only, provided the school approves, but only one coach and one student can be in a facility at a time. Outdoor workouts may be conducted for any sport in groups of 10 or less with masks and social distancing. Sangamon County Circuit Court has handled several cases against Governor J.B. Pritzker and his continued use of executive authority in the pandemic, including the ongoing battle with State Representative Darren Bailey. The state won several cases similar to Bailey's, but he says his suit is still valid.
Well, now he came out and the judge dismissed some of the motions. Well, the judge dismissed his motions that were written against us. So the case does, in fact, still stand. Judge Grishow in Sangamon County about a month ago now actually ruled that the case stands because Pritzker wanted it vacated. But now the whole entire case has to be addressed. Early on, Governor Pritzker wanted count one to be thrown out. Count one alleges that the governor never even had the right to call for an emergency proclamation in the first place, that all this should have went to the legislator and or the county health department. So that's where we're at with that.
Appearing on the Community Connection this week, Bailey said he filed a suit for the governor to be held in contempt due to the state's ongoing mandates, and he said another court date is scheduled for next month in that matter.
Governor Pritzker had until Friday to give a written notice regarding, you know, his argument against the contempt charge. He did respond late Friday, and we have yet to. There is another court date now set for around December 14th or 16th. I don't know the exact date, and I don't know exactly what that's, but it just things continue to get drug out through this process. And the biggest reason things are being drug out is just because of the confusion over COVID. You know, nobody's looking at the constitutional, process or allowance of the governor doing what he's doing. That's simply through the Constitution he cannot do.
The IDPH has asked people to reconsider their Thanksgiving plans and stay at home as much as possible in the coming weeks. But Bailey has issued statements against that recommendation. He says people should attend church, celebrate Thanksgiving, and enjoy life because the coronavirus is an illness with a high recovery rate. This is the first weekend for firearm deer hunting, the most popular season of the year. IDNR spokesperson Rachel Torbert says CWD stations will be closed this year due to the pandemic, and she has a few reminders for hunters.
Hunters do still need to report any deer harvested, and they can do that through our online service or by calling our telephone check-in system, and you'll be asked a few questions about the deer that you've harvested, sex, where it was harvested, things like that. So you still have to do that by 10 p.m. the day you harvest the animal. For any of our firearm seasons, we want to make sure people have on the correct requirements, which keep them safe, and that includes blaze orange or blaze pink hat, and then upper outer garment that has at least 400 square inches of that color. And it's just something so that other hunters in the area can see you.
The second firearm deer hunting weekend runs December 3rd through the 6th. More information can be found at huntillinois.org. Most of Illinois can expect some rain this weekend, according to DTN Chief Ag Meteorologist Bryce Anderson.
The moisture that we get this coming weekend is likely to be in the form of shower and thunderstorm action on Saturday and Sunday for the most part. And the models have steadily increased the precipitation totals that we could get. We could have a total of more than an inch of precipitation across much of northern and central Illinois this week. Southern Illinois maybe a little bit less than that, but I think you have to take the moisture and consider it as a benefit, since there still is a pretty good portion of the Midwest east of the Mississippi that is on a drier note. So I think that that's going to be pretty useful, and there has been a chance or two to get field work taken care of after harvest. So I think this rainfall is overall going to be fairly well tolerated.
He says temperatures should be seasonal for the week of Thanksgiving in Illinois, with daytime highs mostly in the mid-40s to mid-50s. COVID-19 is now the third leading cause of death in Illinois. Kim Howard reports.
The coronavirus death toll is now over 11,000, with 1,000 passing away in just the last 2 weeks, says Governor J.B. Pritzker.
In August, we were losing on average 14 people per day to this horrible disease. Today, that number is 83. COVID-19 is now the third leading cause of death in Illinois, behind heart disease and cancer. Not only that, between March and October, COVID-19 took more lives than the next two highest causes, strokes and accidents, combined.
And for those who think COVID is just like the flu, the State Department of Public Health says that while 12 to 61,000 people die from the flu each year in the U.S., the coronavirus has already claimed the lives of more than 246,000 patients. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hustleton or Daniel Fopay at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Wabash General Hospital is proud to welcome neurologist Dr. John Pigeon to the incredible medical staff at Wabash General. Dr. Pigeon treats Alzheimer's and dementia, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Bell's and cerebral palsy, epilepsy, and offers many other neurology services. Access to specialty care in rural America is vital. Phone 618-263-4376 or visit wabashgeneral.com to learn more. Wabash General Hospital. People you know, helping people you love.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 61. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 29,315, down 168 points. The NASDAQ is at 11,910, up 5. December crude oil is at $41.91. That is up 17 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 72-year-old Mount Vernon resident Sandra Jean Bora died on Wednesday. Jeannie Bora is survived by her husband Carol, brother Jim, and several nieces and nephews. Private services for Jeannie Bora will be held at Maple Hill Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 91-year-old Mill Shoals resident Jesse Earl King died on Tuesday. Earl King is survived by children Jesse King, John King, and Julie Prince, brother Bob, 8 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services with military honors for Earl King will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, tomorrow, at Shrewsbury Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Wabash Christian Village Activity Fund. Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
It's a giant 11-day Black Friday 2020 model year clearance event at J. Wilderman Autoplex in Mount Carmel. Gobble up the lowest prices of the year on all new Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Rams. Up to $13,500 off Rams, $12,000 off Expedition, $11,500 off F-150. And employee pricing plus on many models. Gobble in good deals on over 150 pre-owned vehicles. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. See all the bargains at jwildermanautoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience and have a happy Thanksgiving.
At Health Alliance, we don't make insurance for just anyone. We make insurance for you, our friends and neighbors in Illinois. Health Alliance offers some of the lowest rates in the whole state. We also offer exclusive perks, like virtual health coverage and fitness benefits you can use every day. So whether you're retired, self-employed, or need coverage for the whole family, Health Alliance is made for you. See plans and enroll today at healthalliance.org/individual.
Friday is Fish Taco Day at Taco Tierra. The popular fish taco with Taco Tierra's special sauce is on sale today and every Friday at Taco Tierra in Fairfield, Mount Carmel, and Princeton. Add a little spice to your life. Taco Tierra.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast. For today, calling for a 20% chance of rain after 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy skies with a high near 63. Wind gusts could reach as high as 26 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, a 40% chance of continuing rain. Cloudy with a low near 48. Saturday, calling for a 40% chance of rain throughout the day. Cloudy skies with a high of 50. And overnight Saturday night, a 90% chance of rain with a low near 42. And Sunday, calling for an 80% chance of rain in the forecast, high near 48 with an overnight low of 31.